How you play horseshoes?
Well, you put two stakes in the ground. Probably about 35 feet apart. That's guessing. I don't know the distance they're supposed to be. And then you take two horseshoes, and if you're playing against someone else, you both have two horseshoes, and then whoever gets the closest to the stake that they're pitching at, why, he will go first next time. And whoever gets the closest to that stake gets 1 point. If he gets both of his shoes closer than the other one, why, he picks up 2 points. But if he gets a leaner, that's one leaning up against the stake, I think he gets 2 or 3 points for that. And a ringer is when the horseshoe goes between the stake. And
when it hits it?
Yeah, when it hits it, both of the prongs are inside of the stake. Well, that's a ringer, and I think that counts 5 points.
Okay. The parts of a horse's feet that you put the shoes onto would be called?
Hooves.
Okay, and just one would be a?
Hoof.
Okay. And a male sheep is called a?
A ram.
Okay, and a female sheep would be a?
Hue.
Okay, and what is it they raise sheep for?
For the wool.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, you didn't want him to grow up to be able to be used for breeding, what would you say you had to do to him?
You castrated him.
Okay. Okay. What if it was a horse? Would you use the same word?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call a male hog?
Male hog?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A boar?
Okay. What would you call a male hog that had been castrated?
I don't know what the term is.
Okay. What do you call those hairs, those real stiff hairs that a hog has on its back? Sometimes you get a brush and it'll say,
okay.
Pure hog
bristle.
Okay. And those big long teeth that a hog has, what do you
call? Tusk.
Okay. See, a thing you put food in for a hog would be a
slop or a jar or not.
Okay, when you take it out to him and you put it, it's kind of usually metal and it's long, and you can line 5 or 6 of them usually can line up together and
trough.
Okay, if you had 3 or 4
home trough.
Okay, if you had 3 or 4 of them, you'd say I had 3 or 4
hogs.
If you had 3 or 4, okay, there's one trough, but you might have 2. Same word.
Hogs feeding from the same.
No, okay, one trough or 2
troughs.
Okay, all right. Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, there is a wild hog called javelina. Is that what you mean?
Okay, what is that one that's born wild? Or
yeah.
Is it, what?